I love fried pickles. Like, I didn't used to be a pickle girl, and I don't know why, they just, like, kind of grossed me out. I was like, that is, like, a vegetable in a can, like, it's strange. But I forget when it was, like, recently, as in, like, a couple years ago, I tried pickles for the first time, and I have never, ever, 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 ever gone back. Like, I'm not the kind of person that's gonna give away my pickle anymore. Like, I love a pickle. Hi guys, welcome back to 20-something podcast. I'm Carly, if you don't already know me. Sorry, I sound really quiet right now. What's up? How are you guys? Happy first day of May. It's actually crazy to me that I'm dropping this on the first day of May. I can't believe time is moving by so quickly. If you're watching on YouTube, you might notice that I'm wearing a little something something. My best friend made me merch for my birthday for the podcast. It's super cute. If you're listening, it's like a white crew neck sweatshirt with 20 something on the front in my like font, and I love it. I'm actually obsessed with it. I'm literally never gonna take it off. I've already worn it like 3 times this week. But speaking of birthdays, today we're gonna be talking about my birthday. I'm gonna give you guys a little recap of my birth week, everything that I did, everything that went down this weekend. It was my 21st birthday last Tuesday, so a week ago today. Yeah, I'm filming on Tuesday. I'm literally filming the day before this comes out because I've just had such a busy week, and I feel like I haven't had any time to just like chill and talk to you guys. We're gonna be catching up on everything that went down for my birth week. And then we're also gonna be talking about the transition from being in college or wherever you are to going home for the summer and being back in your hometown and going back to living with your family and what that's like and what my plans are, my thoughts on the whole process. Because every year, honestly, I dread moving out of school more than anything. And I think that that's the case for some people, but it's not the case for a lot of people. I think a lot of people kind of reach a point where they're like, okay, I'm ready to go home. But I thought it was a good time of year to talk about that since a lot of people are currently moving back to their hometown for the summer. Before we get into things, just to remind you guys, make sure you like this video and leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube. Rate us on Apple Music and Spotify. You can find our TikTok in the link below. You can find my Instagram in the link below and all those things. So my birthday was a week ago today on April 23rd, and last time I recorded, I know that I told you guys I'd update on all the things that I did for my birthday. So I'm gonna start with Tuesday, my actual birthday. My boyfriend Trey took me out to a restaurant in Newport called the Red Parrot, and I swear to God, like, I had the best food I've ever had. First of all, I love Newport. I love going to Newport. It's just so fun to just drive over there. It's only like 25 minutes from where I live at school. And we went to this restaurant that I've been wanting to go to for a while. He surprised me and like didn't tell me where we were going. And when I got there, I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And we sat at the bar before they seated us. And this was my first time like ordering a drink out. And oh, it was my 21st birthday, like, ooh, 21. But this was my first time, like, ordering a drink out. And I handed the bartender my ID, and I, for some reason, like, I thought that he was gonna, like, make a big to-do of things, and I thought he was gonna be like, happy 21st birthday, and, like, he just looked at it and was just like, okay. My first legal drinks were Dirty Shirley's, and you can laugh at that. I'm a Dirty Shirley girl all the way, for sure. I feel like that drink, to me, is just, like, really nostalgic. I literally ordered a Shirley Temple, I think, every single time I went out. I still order them from time to time. I'm obsessed with them. And then for dinner, I think I got like the strangest combination of foods that I've ever had in my life. We got fried pickles. Well, okay, my boyfriend has like huge, like bigger eyes than stomach. Like he always thinks that he can order like 10 appetizers and an entree and finish everything. And every time we go to order food, I'm like, Trey, like, you can't, like, I don't think the two of us would physically be able to finish, like, this much food. but every time we end up ordering too much food anyway. So we got fried pickles because that's like our favorite appetizer. We got fried pickles on like our first official date. We always get them if whatever place we go to has them. I love fried pickles. Like, I didn't used to be a pickle girl, and I don't know why, they just like kind of grossed me out. I was like, that is like a vegetable in a can, like it's strange. But I forget when it was, like recently, as in like a couple years ago, I tried pickles for the first time, and I have never ever gone back. Like, I'm not the kind of person that's gonna give away my pickle anymore. Like, I love a pickle. I especially like bread and butter pickles. I like garlic pickles. But yeah, I love pickles. So we got fried pickles, and then we got lobster nachos, which like sounds really weird, and it kind of is really weird. It was just lobster and cheese and sauces and salsa, and like it was so good. I actually, like, I've never had anything so heavenly, but I ate so much of it that by the time our actual food came, like, I was so full. But what we got for actual food is even crazier than what I just told you. We got calamari pizza. So it was pizza with calamari on top, and that was really good too, but I could barely eat it. And then after dinner, we went, and Ben & Jerry's is literally right across the street from this place. I love Ben & Jerry's. We got Ben & Jerry's, but again, I couldn't eat that. By the time we got home, guys, my stomach, I was actually dying. Like, I was actually dying. But I would definitely eat all that food again. The next day, I actually shit my brains out. Like, if I'm being so real with you, it was painful. But like I said, like, I'd eat all of that again. It was so good. Yeah, so that was that. And then the next morning, I woke up and I ate breakfast, but my breakfast was actually the Ben & Jerry's from the night before. I think I told you guys last time that my best friend from home was coming up for the weekend. So he got here on Thursday, and hi Shane, if you're watching, shout out. He loves the podcast. He needs to come on the podcast. Peer pressure. But he drove up on Thursday. We caught up, hung out. I showed him around like my college town because he's never been here before. And then we went out to a bar right down the street from my house, like your typical trashy college bar. And I had like the best time ever. Like, I had so much fun that night. I don't know why, I was bouncing around the whole place. I saw so many people that I knew. I was vibing. By the end of the night, I was literally, like, falling asleep on my boyfriend's shoulder. I couldn't tell you, like, much that happened because I drank so much. I don't think I even paid for a single drink myself the whole night. Everyone was buying me drinks because, like, it's your 21st birthday. Like, people are going to buy you drinks. And, yeah, I got a lot of vodka crayons, green tea shots. I love a green tea shot. To be so for real with you guys, my favorite, like, cocktail, you can laugh, like, it's funny, my favorite drink is a Jaeger bomb. I don't know why a lot of people hate the taste of Jaeger. I love it. I literally love it. But yeah, I love a good Jaeger bomb, so I had a couple of those this weekend, and I just had the best time ever. I was, like, dancing and balancing, like, my drink on my head. I was so social. I felt like a little social butterfly. And, like, actually, maybe I wasn't. I don't know, but I felt like I was. It was just so much fun, and I had a great time with my friends on Friday. Well, I took my best friend to, like, a little farm on my college campus. If you're curious about where I go to school, I go to the University of Rhode Island. But we have, like, a little farm, and all the sheep had babies recently, so I took him to campus. I showed him around campus, and then we pet a bunch of little baby sheep, and I'll put some like pictures in. They were so freaking cute. And then we came home and we like made little cupcakes for my birthday. But that night I hosted like a really casual birthday dinner. I bought pizza for my friends and like salad and stuff, and we just kind of sat around, and I had like my little glass of wine, and we talked and we caught up. And it was so much fun. It was just so great for, like, my best friend from home to meet all of my best friends at school. And he literally had the best time ever. And he said that he got along with everyone so well, which is always just so nice to hear. Like, it's kind of scary when you're bringing two different groups of people together, or like two different friends that have never met before together, because you never know how it's going to end up. And like, you could always think that people are going to vibe, but then in the moment they don't. But I'm just so glad that he really liked everyone. And then after dinner, we played Quiplash, which is like my favorite game. I've talked about it on here before. So yeah, that night went really well. Oh, being 21 now, it's so weird to me that I can actually like talk about like alcohol and weed like publicly. It just like feels strange. But for reference, I would say that I'm more of a weed girl than an alcohol girl, but I do drink. Like, I go out, I drink, I love a good cocktail, but I for sure like am more of a weed girl. One of my favorite influencers, Jake Shane, always says that he rips the pen before he films his podcast, and like, to be honest, same. But that night, my best friend and I like smoked a joint on my porch, and it was awesome. It was perfection. And then on Saturday, so Saturday was like my big day. There's this like beach bar here that everyone goes to on Saturdays, but the line gets like notoriously very long, and there's always a really long wait to get into this place. So on Saturday, we literally woke up at like 6:30 in the morning and got ready, and I was in line at this bar by 8:30, I think, but I didn't get in until 9:30. They opened at 9 and I was still in line for like a good half an hour, 45 minutes. Guys, I had like a meltdown in the line. I don't know why. I was so exhausted and like emotionally spent. And okay, so I'm on like antidepressants for my ADHD and like mental health stuff, but when I drink on those, the next couple of days are usually like emotional and very rough for me. So I was literally crying in the line at the bar. And it was kind of embarrassing. I had sunglasses on. I was really trying to hide it. Sunglasses that I can't find right now. I actually don't know where they went. But I was really trying to look like I wasn't crying, but I was fully crying. And then I went in. I had fun, honestly. Like, I didn't have as much fun as I thought I'd have there, because it's like popping. Like, everyone knows this place is popping. I just felt like I didn't see like as many people as I thought I was gonna see that I knew. I had like an okay time for a majority of the time, and then the band came on and I was having a blast. Like, I love a band, I love dancing, I love a good concert. I just kind of, I'm one of those people where like I need stimulation, I need to be doing something. So I always love a game or a band. Like, I don't just like to like stand and drink. Like, I need to be physically doing something a lot of times. So I don't know, maybe I'm not a bar girl because of that, but I think I could be a bar girl. I think I could get into it. I thought I was a bar girl. But then after the bar, we went to my boyfriend's frat. We went to a little frat party, and this frat party was like at a place that, it was really weird. It kind of was like a farm, but they had like horse stables and stuff. And someone at the party like started a rumor that there was a horse somewhere, and I went looking for it. There was no horse, but there was a swing. It was actually so much fun. There was so much space. All these horse stables, like a rope swing. And honestly, we had the time of our lives. I met my first like person ever that recognized me from TikTok. And it sounds like silly because I only have like a couple thousand TikTok followers, but I've never met anyone that I didn't either like know through like a mutual friend or like know myself that recognized me from social media. That's literally never happened to me before, and this girl was so sweet. I ended up talking to her for literally a half an hour, and she was like, I watch your TikToks all the time, like I love you, I follow you on there. And she was like, by the way, like you have such a soothing voice, like you should start a podcast. And I was like, oh girl, do I have the podcast for you? Like, I have one. But she was so cute. Her name was Mia, but love her. Yeah, this party was great. But guys, I did something. One of my friends was like, Carly, you should like you should try the Zen. I've never had a Zen before. I kind of have like avoided them. I used to vape. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast. I used to vape, and then I quit back in September of this year. So I try like to stay away from like things nicotine, but I'm not gonna lie, like the occasional drunk cigarette like really hits. My friend was like, "Do you want this Zen?" And I was like, "I've never tried it. I kind of want to see like what it feels like though." And if you don't know what a Zen is, it's like this little pouch. I thought it was a tablet, but it's like this little pouch that goes like in your lip. I did not like her. I did not like the Zen. The Zen and I are not friends. For a few minutes, like, I was fine, and I was, like, kind of vibing, and then I was like, oh, shit. And I, like, felt like the room was spinning. I've never felt something that intense in my life. If it's not abundantly clear, like, I've never done, like, drugs or anything. Like, I didn't like it. And I turn around to my friend, and he's, like, giggling. He had just gotten off the swing, and I was like, Shane, like, I think I'm about to throw up. And he was like, oh? So he's like, okay, like, get up, you're fine, like, let's go. And I absolutely knew that I wasn't gonna make it back in the house to the bathroom, so I went into one of the horse stables, and I threw up in a horse stable. And, like, how embarrassing, these, like, girls walked by and looked in, and they were like, what's going on in here? And my friend was like, none of your business. Like, it was so silly, but I kind of needed to throw up. I was drinking all day, and that Zen did not sit right with me. But who doesn't throw up on their 21st birthday at some point, like, while celebrating their 21st birthday? Who doesn't do that? I think that's a rite of passage, in a way. I definitely overdrank, for sure. So many people bought me drinks. I actually feel bad. Like, oh my god. I tried a mudslide on Saturday, too. That was crazy. But yeah, I felt better after I threw up, and then we went home, had dinner, I hung out with my friends, and that was great. I had a great night, and then the next day, my friend left. He had the best time ever, and I was so glad, because honestly, I was nervous. But I am glad that, like, it worked out, and he had fun. Then, on Sunday, so my sorority does this thing. It's, like, senior send-off. Everyone goes, and you have dinner, and you say goodbye to the seniors. Like, you get to make your big, a cute little basket to send them off, and the littles, like, so I guess, like, mostly, like, the juniors, I guess, read letters to their bigs who are graduating. So I had to read a letter from my big, who I love so much. Like, we're super close. I'm not, like, super emotional, and thankfully, I didn't cry while reading it, because you have to read it to them in front of everyone, and I was so nervous, I thought I was gonna cry. But when I wrote it, I'll insert a picture of, like, how hard I was crying. I was actually having a fucking meltdown. And again, it's probably because of my antidepressants, and because I had, like, a really emotional weekend, and I was just, like, drinking a lot, and, I don't know, fried mentally. I was hysterical over this letter, but it was fun, it was cute, and it went really well. I posted a video on my TikTok, or I'm gonna post a video of me making my bigs, like, send-off basket. It's super cute. If you need ideas for something like that, check that out. But then last night on Monday, this was, like, my last celebration, I guess, of the week. My friends and I went to bingo at that bar from Saturday, like a good, like, college Monday night bingo. And I didn't drink much. I just had a vodka cran and played bingo. And it was so much fun, honestly. Like, why did I have more fun last night than on Saturday? Like I said, I love a good game. Like, I love something that is gonna keep me busy. But that was my birth week. I think it went super well. I wanted to catch you guys up and kind of just tell you what I was up to. Nothing too crazy happened other than throwing up in the horse stable. It was a good weekend and a good week. To get into our actual topic of today's episode, I want to talk about what it's like moving home from college for the summer. I was doing some research on this, kind of just how people feel overall, and I came across a Reddit thread, and I want to read it to you guys. I just really hate being away from college for so long. I feel like I truly belong there, and I don't exactly like my hometown, so it's tough being there. I've been getting really sad because I miss it so much. I'm homesick when I'm at home because I feel like my true home is my college town. And a lot of my college friends live pretty far away, so I haven't seen them since school ended for the summer. Does anyone feel like this? That is kind of more how I feel about going home for the summer. And it's not that I don't like my hometown. I actually love my hometown, and I grew up on the Jersey Shore. I love New Jersey, and I love my friends at home, but I think that there's something about going home from college for the summer and kind of losing this, like, sense of independence that you have. And it's something that, especially my first summer home from college, was really, 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 really hard for me. I actually moved my freshman year, like, summer after college. So it was just that year I feel like was a big transition, and home really didn't feel like home. So I kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit for the people who also feel that way and feel like their most comfortable and at-home place would be school. I think that Rhode Island is like my happy place and my comfort place. This house, this room that I have at school, the friends that I have here, like, feel like family to me. And I do have some family issues, so going back to kind of dealing with those issues on a day-to-day basis is really hard for some people and really hard for me. There's also something about the lack of privacy that comes with being at home. I think when you're at college, it's so much easier to just do whatever you want and your parents kind of have no idea and nothing to do with it. But at home, like, I'm gonna feel weird even about recording my podcast in my house, and God forbid my parents hear the stories about what I did at the bar that weekend. Like, it's kind of embarrassing. I'm also just kind of, like, hesitant and dreading summer because I still don't know what I'm doing for a job this summer. Finding an internship kind of has been, like, actually hard for me. I've gotten, like, a couple offers that just didn't feel right and didn't feel like what I wanted to do or were unpaid and just, like, weren't smart. That's not to say that I don't have, like, cool and, like, very awesome opportunities that I'm excited about still for the summer. It's just that because I don't know what I'm doing, I think I have this, like, I have this sense of uncertainty. I have no idea what my summer is gonna look like, and it's giving me, like, such anxiety. But something that I kind of wanted to share with you guys, what I want to do for this summer and, like, my mentality for this summer, because I think that I'm gonna turn it into, like, a little thing that we get to talk about. I said this last year too, and it ended up working out really well for me, but I really want to have a nice self-care summer and really focus on myself and the things that I want to do, taking care of myself, like working out. I want to get back into yoga. I really miss going to yoga so much. I want to work out as much as I want. I want to do all the self-care things that I do here, but maybe I don't really get to pour as much time into when I am at school. And I really want to focus on making self-care content too, whether that be about journaling and your mindset or skincare and makeup and hair care. Like, I just love all that shit, and I really, really, really want to be able to focus and pour my heart into that stuff. So if you're looking for a way to frame the summer and you're not necessarily looking for, like, a hot girl summer type of vibe, think of it as self-care summer and try to remind yourself to take care of yourself and do all of these little things that maybe you don't have the time to during the school year or that you just forget to do. I also really want to work on my mindset this summer, and I really want to journal a lot. I really want to do affirmations and meditations and manifestation work, like all this stuff that I wish that I had time to do and energy to do, but that maybe I haven't had the opportunity to do because when I am here, I'm busy with schoolwork or I'm constantly with friends. Just, I really want to pour my time and effort into that stuff. And I really want to work on confidence too, because I feel like I've been lacking confidence lately, and I know that I've talked about it on here. We've seen, like, some progress in that area, minimal progress, but I definitely am still feeling more down than I'd say I usually feel in terms of confidence, and I want to get back to that place again where I'm feeling my best and looking my best and feeling confident and feeling like I am the best person to walk into every single room that I enter. I haven't felt like that in a really long time, so come along on that journey with me. We'll see where that goes. I am excited, though, because I will be on the Jersey Shore this summer, and now that I'm 21, I get to go to, like, all the bars and go out with my friends and, like, do all these things that I've kind of been missing out on the past couple years. So I'm really excited for that. It's going to be an expensive summer, but it's going to be a good summer, and I'm just excited to kind of have time to spend with my home friends because I love them so much and get feral with them and go out and just have, like, the best time ever. And I really want to go to the beach this summer. I haven't been going to the beach as much the past couple summers, which sucks. Like, last summer I had an internship in New York, so I really did not go to the beach. I went to the beach a couple times, but I'm going to try to go this summer on the weekends when I can. And I really want to bring my boyfriend to the beach. I realized that I don't think I ever brought him to, like, a Jersey Shore beach day. And those are just something else. Like, you have to experience a good Jersey Shore beach day at some point. There's just, like, also so many iconic places near me that I don't really take advantage of. A tip that I have if you're really struggling to figure out how to make going home for the summer positive in your mind is think about the routine that you want to build, because I think that's how I'm going to go into it. And I'm going to try to think about little things that I really want to incorporate into my days to make me happy. Like going on walks, I really want to start going on walks in the park when it's nice out instead of just on the treadmill. And like I said, I want to try to take a yoga class as often as I can and do my skincare every morning, every night. Make sure that I'm incorporating time to read into my day, getting work done, being productive, and actually building a routine is so helpful in not only making sure that you're doing the things that you need to do, but also doing little things to make you happy. And time will go by so much faster if you have a routine opposed to just waking up every day and laying in bed. I feel like a lot of people get in that slump of just like being like, well, I have nothing to do today because it's a summer day. And I know sometimes summer is slower for some people. And I've had a couple summers like that too where I'm just like, well, I could lay in bed all day if I wanted to, so why don't I just do that? Time's gonna go by so much slower if you're doing that a lot this summer. I'm going to try to avoid those kinds of days at all costs, but it can be hard, you know? Sometimes you do just want to lay in bed all day. Building a routine is a great thing, but also try to set goals for yourself. I know this is kind of like a similar vibe to that, but if you have goals that you want to keep in mind, it's going to keep you focused on the things that you want to do and the things that are good for you. Like, some of my goals are I really want to focus on growing the podcast and growing my social media accounts and all of that stuff. So I'm really going to pour effort and productivity into those spaces this summer. And I'm going to set little goals for myself maybe every month or just by the end of the summer that I really want to accomplish. Also, just remember that everything's temporary. And if going home for the summer is something that you stress about, try to remember that at the end of the day is just a 3-month period where, yeah, maybe you might not be in the best environment for you, but you're gonna get through it, and one day you won't have to live at home anymore. I think also if you're graduating and you're scared about going into that post-grad life, I can kind of apply the same advice there, where if you build a routine and you set goals for yourself, time's gonna go by a little quicker, and if you're making sure that you're doing the things that you enjoy, eventually you're going to get into a groove and you're going to feel better about being home. And not everything lasts forever. You don't have to live at home forever. At some point, you are going to have your own space that feels happy and healthy for you, but you just have to get through this moment in time first. I'm sorry if this week's episode is a little monotone. I'm just, like, exhausted, to be so honest with you guys, and, like, I wasn't really motivated to film today, but I love doing the podcast, and I love editing the podcast, and I love just talking and actually being able to help people. Like, when people tell me that things that I say on here actually help them, like, I don't know, I can't even comprehend, but I did want to talk to you guys, and I did want to catch up, and I think this is, like, a good chill episode, chill vibes. But yeah, I'm not feeling very uppity today. I'm not feeling very energetic. But thank you guys for listening if you got this far. And I would love to answer your guys' questions at some point. If you have anything that you want me to talk about or you have a topic, there is a Google form in our Instagram bio for a little 20-something hotline service. So check that out if you're interested. Also follow us on social medias and all of that. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening this week. I promise next week I'll try to be a little bit more energetic. But I hope you guys have a good week. And I'll see you soon.